Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Thursday, the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation held another edition of their Shop Talk program. This week's featured speakers were Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and also the Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson. Here's a portion of what Governor Walz sees in agriculture in the state of Minnesota this year.
This morning we woke up, it felt like fall, harvest around the corner. It's usually this time of year we're focused more on weather, commodity prices, maybe talking trade, but this year's not been like any other year, and I know there's been a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. I do think it's important to give a big thank you to all the producers. If you recall back early in the early days of March during the start of this pandemic, one of the real concerns that was out there was, were we going to have enough food? And I think a whole lot of people figured out that food doesn't magically appear at the supermarket. And a lot of things went into that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they help create policies that make it any easier on you, but I do think your neighbors recognize, as we always try and highlight, with so few people involved in agriculture and so many people counting on it, it's really important that we build broad coalitions and that our policies really work and work for the long run. So grateful to all your members.
One of the first questions the governor was asked to talk about was his thoughts on renewable fuels for the future.
It's no secret. I have been a fan of biofuels since it first came on. This is Midwestern ingenuity. It creates jobs. It creates local markets. It gets us off dependency on foreign oil as well as fossil fuels that we're going to live with. We all know that, but it's best for us to start making that transition. And we've been in a fight, and the problem with biofuels is the opponents come from both sides of the political spectrum. They come from the side that wants us to not transition off oil, and then there's those that believe that we're not doing enough using biofuels. I am still a believer that if we are going to move towards that clean energy economy, biofuel play a key role in it, both in the short-term transition and long-term usage of it. So I think there is a place. I will advocate for E15. You're right on some of the infrastructure. Many of you on this call, your policy team, yourself, Kevin, we've talked years ago. We need to build that infrastructure. We need to make sure it's there. And you mentioned it, Kevin, and I want to bring this up. This whole idea of reduced emissions and clean cars, it will be Minnesota's Clean Car Act. This was a federal policy. And just so everybody who's on here clear, what it does, it allows the market to work better. Here in Minnesota, we only have access to about a dozen hybrid or predominantly plug-in vehicles. When we open this up, it opens up more of the market. If you're not wanting to choose that, then buy your F-15 or your Silverado. What I'm saying is, if we're truly going to get to this self-sufficiency on energy, move off predominantly carbon-based fuels, it's going to be a double focus of allowing the market to move towards some of these renewables. But the market that's already here is biofuels, and biofuels play a key role in transportation. They are central, and many of you have heard me say this, the biggest proponent of biofuels is the Pentagon, of trying to make sure we're one of the biggest users of fossil fuels. It just makes good sense to move towards that. So I'm hopeful we'll propose E15. I don't know if the commissioner wants to say anything. We need a couple champions in the legislature to just help us get that through. We'll sign that into law any day.
Again, that was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz appearing on Shop Talk this week, a weekly feature put on by the Minnesota Farm Bureau. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.